These are the Barah Ministries announcements for November 9th, 2025. Prayers, please, for those who grieve, especially June Murphy, who's still grieving the death of her daughter, Karen Smith, who's grieving the death of her husband, me, who's grieving the death of Pastor John Farley and another friend of mine, Al Como. It's grief is a sneaky monster, and it's a painful monster. And a lot of times, you know, we can internalize our grief so much that we're carrying it around in our bodies, and that's horrible. So prayers, please, for people who are suffering because of grief. Happy birthday to Janice Perry West. That is Monica Miller's sister, and prayers for her that her next job is 10 times better than the job she just left. Happy birthday to Lisa Munoz, one of my favorite people up in the Pacific Northwest. Happy birthday, Lisa. Look forward to seeing you again. I hope it's not all the way in August at the next Coeur d'Alene conference. Mark your calendars. The next Barah Leaders meeting has been changed to November 22nd. 2025 from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mark your calendars. The Christmas lesson is December 21st, so let's start figuring out who you want to bring. I'd like to have this place packed for the Christmas lesson. That'll be our last lesson of the year because there's no face-to-face teaching on December 28th, 2025, so you get a chance to enjoy your holidays. We're still grooming a pastor. Al Gleason will be teaching one more 1 Timothy lesson on November 30th, 2025, and appreciate you being here to support him. Give the gift of truth. Use the Barah Ministries newsletter to evangelize your friends. I really like the new format, so make sure you open it and look at it and get it out to your friends. All you have to do is forward it to them. All you need is their email address. And there's nothing more important than a friend or a family member's salvation. So share the gospel message with them or give them a resource to help them study the Word of God. As for you, open the newsletter. Make it a regular part of your Bible study routine. It's never enough to listen to a lesson one time. Because every time you listen to it, God will give you something else. This is supernatural. God, the Holy Spirit, will get his message into you. Give the gift of truth on the go. Barah Ministries has an app. You can download it in the Apple Store, in the Google Play Store, the Microsoft Store. Get your friends to download it. The Word of God is available everywhere they go. They can put it on their phone and play it through Bluetooth on the car. The spiritual life is a terrible thing to waste. And prayer, make it a regular and scheduled part of your life. You know the parts of prayer. First, we give thanks to God for the adversity and prosperity that he brings into our life because we know that he is shaping us with that. Then you petition for self, ask God for the things you need, both tangible things like paying your bills and intangible things like wisdom and discernment for different things that you're struggling with. Then you intercede for others, which is bringing God's supernatural power into human circumstances. And then you pray for your enemies. You ask God to bring them to the gospel message and to the Word of God. And you petition for their welfare just as the Lord does every moment. And in today's lesson, we're going to be talking about the enemy. And probably for the next 3 lessons, we're going to be talking about the enemy as something really important to get your mind wrapped around. Those are Barah Ministries announcements, November 9th, 2025.